Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's face it, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're cruising along, the next you're plummeting into chaos. Ever felt like you were constantly caught in the storm of everything that's going on around you? Well, today we're diving deep into staying grounded amidst all the turbulence. Think of it as learning how to become a metaphorical lighthouse radiating calm and clarity even when the world is spinning like a top. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism sounds kind of serious, doesn't it? But trust me, it's not about being emotionless robots. It's actually about having a toolkit of strategies to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Think of it as upgrading your emotional software, learning to handle stress, setbacks, and even good news with more balance and clarity. So, what are some key takeaways for staying grounded when the world feels like it's falling apart? First up, remember that control is an illusion. You can't control everything that happens to you, heck, you can barely control your morning commute sometimes. But what you can control is your reaction to those things. Focus on your inner world, your thoughts and your actions, and let go of trying to micromanage every external detail. It's like that saying about not worrying about the waves, just focusing on staying calm on the boat. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end, though that can be helpful. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, feel the sensations in your body, and engage fully with whatever you're doing. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and choosing to be truly present. Third, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, take a minute every day to appreciate the good stuff, even the small things. A sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, that feeling when your favorite song comes on. These little moments add up. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, it shifts your perspective and helps you feel more centered. Fourth, build strong relationships. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Spend time with people who lift you up, support you, and make you laugh. These connections provide a sense of belonging and stability that can help weather any storm. Remember, you're not alone in this crazy ride. And lastly, remember your values. What truly matters to you? What are the principles that guide your life? When things get tough, revisiting your values can give you direction and purpose. It's like having a compass in the middle of a storm guiding you back to what's important. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, emails are flooding your inbox, and a project just went completely sideways. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, that urge to panic. But wait, you remember our chat today. You take a deep breath, acknowledging the stress without letting it control you. You remind yourself of what truly matters, delivering quality work, collaborating with your team, and supporting your clients. And instead of reacting impulsively, you choose to step back, assess the situation calmly, and break down the problem into manageable steps. You reach out to your colleagues for support, brainstorm solutions together, and find a way to move forward with renewed focus and energy. See? Staying grounded is about choosing how you react even when things get messy. So remember these key takeaways. Control your reaction, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, build strong relationships, and stay true to your values. This isn't just theoretical stuff, folks. These are practical tools you can use every day to navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, resilience, and balance. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some grounding strategies. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app and join the conversation over on Instagram. I'm at Madison Lane Stoicor. And until next time, stay grounded, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.